This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Inflation, Europe, Financial Times, headline. ECB, European Central Bank, takes hawkish turn to counter record high inflation. Christine Lagarde, the central banker of the European Central Bank, commenting to the television cameras. At the same time, in London, UK set for highest inflation among G7 until 2024, say economists. Also, the United Kingdom growth is set to be worse than the G20 apart from Russia. So second only to Russia in poor growth. That's Europe. We come to the United States, however, and within these last hours, the inflation picture has been sharpened by prices at the gas pump. I'm looking at a photograph from downtown Los Angeles. This is with the tower of the Los Angeles Municipal Building in the background, blue skies and the wonderful weather of California. For a regular gasoline gallon, $8.05 and 9 cents. I welcome Veronique Durigy of the Mercatus Center. For a year, Veronique has been pointing to inflation as the major story. We heard in that time other explanations from the Biden administration and from Christine Lagarde at the ECB. A very good evening to you, Veronique. Is it too strong to say that our central bankers at last have panicked? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I don't know if they're panicking, but they're certainly paying attention in a way that they weren't last year. And how can they not, when basically inflation is the number one concern of consumers and people pretty much across the board, and high prices. I mean, Europe and the U.S. have very different cause for inflation, and at least for some countries, but with different consequences. But that one consequence that is the same is that basically consumers are facing higher prices across, really higher prices pretty much across the board, and no one knows when it ends.
The concern here is what's driving this. The remarks by Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, who previously was the chair of the Federal Reserve, the remarks are consistent with what the Biden administration has been promoting for some time, which is the inflation is a product of the supply chain, which will be solved, and the war in Ukraine, which may be solved. Vladimir Putin, in other words. However, we learned earlier in these news cycles that in 2021, late winter, early spring, Janet Yellen is said to have spoken with her staff and recommended reducing the American Rescue Plan by a third, $1.9 trillion, down to $1.3 or $1.2 trillion. That suggests that she was alarmed, I think, by the size of the generosity of the administration. Is the American Rescue Plan a driver or a contributor to our inflation?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Janet Yellen, if she really said that, was in a better intellectual position than she has been in the media recently by saying that, you know, she has never said that. Where she's wrong is that actually it would have been better if the American Rescue Plan had not been passed, or had been actually only a third of its size, not a third smaller. There are many studies that have shown now that a lot of the inflation in the U.S. and in the U.K. Is driven by demand, inflated demand, boosted by government spending, enhanced and allowed by a very accommodating central bank policy. There's some of that throughout Europe, but nowhere is it more true than in the UK and in the US. And in fact, it's quite interesting to look at what core inflation is, the difference between the core inflation in the US and in Europe. Core inflation is pretty much inflation, what inflation is without food and energy, because then you kind of get rid of most of the effect of the war in Ukraine. And there you get an enormous difference between most of the Eurozone and the U.S. It's not that the Eurozone doesn't have any inflation that's created by government spending, but to no extent is it to the scale that we have in the U.S.
The Biden administration maintains that one answer to inflation are elements of the Build Back Better plan that was not successful last fall. There are said to be ongoing negotiations with two of the dissenting senators about the Build Back Better. I do not understand entirely why spending more money will solve inflation. Is there an explanation other than ideology?
I think the explanation is that the Biden administration always wants to spend more money. They want to push their agenda first and foremost. And maybe it is that they are failing to understand the role that spending is playing in all this. But I can't imagine that their own economists aren't telling them that that a lot of this inflation is fiscal inflation. Obviously, you know, helped by monetary inflation, but it's fiscal inflation. And it's not going to help. There's no way it is going to help. It's going to make things worse. And I'm kind of thinking that the administration is not quite thinking straight even about the politics of this, because this is the moment to actually try to ease inflation in a very serious fashion, because the repercussion is going to be like really great, I assume, if inflation continues, and nowhere will passing some handout for some special interest going to compensate for the pain that we all feel due to inflation.
Brian Deese is the strong voice at the White House, director of the National Economic Council, uses the word transition to explain inflation. I'm not sure what he means other than we're going to a better place. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, if he means that at some point the war in Ukraine is going to end, hopefully, right? If he means that at some point the Remain supply constraints are going to go away, and that is going to reduce some of the top level for inflation, the top headline number for inflation. Yeah, he's correct. Inflation, the top number is probably going to go down. The question is how much is it going to go down? And really, I think, in my opinion, the most important question at this point is for how long, how many years are we going to have to live with really inflation that is way above the inflation target? Because it looks like the way we're now, even in 2024, it may not be back. We'll see.
Janet Yellen says 4.3% this year. Does that sound right to you? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. I mean, they have many ways that they can mess it up. We don't know what people are going to believe, how expectations are going to adjust. And I think 4%, maybe a little over, or 4-something percent is a little overambitious, but we'll see. I hope she's correct.
Veronique Durocher of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Batchelor.